Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining the IBM Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager, the 1.1 Tivoli Talk. My name is Ron Elliott, and I'm with Tivoli Sales Enablement, covering the communication service provider solutions. Today's talk will cover the overview of TNPM v1.1. We'll talk about who the audience is for the solution, the value of the solution, pricing and entitlements, as well as the resources and any questions and answers that are currently on queue for the particular for this solution. On the line with me, we have Francois Caron, who is the product manager for the NetCool Network Performance Management products, as well as Jim Katz, who is also in the sales enablement team. We'll now turn to slide four. What is the Tivoli Network Performance Manager version 1.1? This is a bundle which consists of the NetCool Proviso 4.4.3, as well as all of the generally available NetCool Proviso application packs up through 4.3V. In addition to that, we also include the Tivoli Network Performance Manager for Wireless 9.1.2, including all of its tech packs. The bundle will be available in PPA only. The Tivoli NetCool Performance Management for Manager for Wireless and NetCool Proviso will still continue to ship standalone in FCT. Please turn to slide five. The strategy for the Network Performance Manager is as follows. We will offer an integrated end-to-end network performance management solution for wireline and wireless networks. This will enable us to establish the Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager bundled solution, providing a single purchase point for both wireline and wireless domains, basically providing a converged packaged solution that covers both wireline and wireless. We're aligning to the customer convergence methodology. We're matching the pace of the customer's wireline and wireless mobile convergence activities. We're also protecting the investment of existing performance management customers using a phased convergence approach by providing best-of-breed capabilities for the wireline and wireless customers and providing deployment and extension at any point on product convergent paths. We provide unmatched performance management through maintaining industry-leading wireline and wireless analytic capabilities, delivering a common infrastructure across wireline and wireless for easier administration and reporting. And we also deliver enhanced value via integrations across the broader Tivoli portfolio. Please turn to slide six. The value proposition for TNPM version 1.1. The solution should be targeted to existing customers, network operations managers, customer service, product managers, network engineers, and solution architects at communication service providers with convergent reporting needs, as well as large enterprises with heavy network focus. So who needs this solution in this products in this customer set? Well, those who are looking to gain better insight into the health of services and projects, wireline and wireless, and improve customer satisfaction by communicating service quality. Also those who are looking to deliver new services using next-generation technologies rapidly and reliably while managing the impact of change. And finally, to those who need to provide information across organization silos and geographies and improve productivity by automating and integrating best practices processes. So IBM provides a performance management solution with the flexibility to support legacy and next-generation technologies, scalability to consolidate multiple geographies and technologies into a single view, and service and customer views to better align with business priorities. Please turn to slide seven. We'll now cover the intended audience or the customer set that we're targeting for this solution. please turn to slide 8. The target audience are any of those Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3 wireline, wireless, cable, satellite, and managed service providers. Also, large enterprises with proprietary networks. The typical sponsor within those customer sets are the CIOs, CTOs, and CNOs. We also have recommended minimum deployment size recommendations, and these are as follows. For the wireline solution, which is the NetCo Proviso component, we are required to limit the minimum deployment size to 20,000 managed entities. Again, these are suggestions. An example of this would be 20,000 broadband or VoIP subscribers or 20,000 wireline IP resources. Okay. If a mix of customer edge or core devices is managed, this should be around 1,000 devices. For TNPMW, or the wireless component, there are no recommended minimum deployment sizes. Please turn to slide 9. Here we will discuss the key network performance management challenges. We have three different challenges that our customers have given to us, and we've seen them experience over the recent times. The first is the business challenge, second is network challenge, and the third is operational challenge. To cover the first one, the business challenge. Okay. Services and revenue retention and growth are key to our customers. They are looking, as always, to grow their customer base through the addition of new services and new solutions to continue to grow their revenue and grow their customer base. Another item there is ensuring time to market and capacity. That is, being able to bring new services to the market in time enough to generate the revenue that's expected from those services. The next is meeting new technology benchmarks. In the wireless arena, that could be 3G or 4G technologies, and on the wireline, both broadband and cable benchmarks. And the third is being profitable and maximizing their return on investment. These are some of the business challenges that our customer sees. On the network side, the data, applications, and content are continually growing. We're seeing the requirements for content-based services growing at a truly demanding rate that challenges the network. We see evolving network technologies. We see multi-vendors, multi-domains, as well as multi-technologies being implemented in the networks of today. There's also a need for end-to-end service visibility across the network and tools to provide that capability. And there are more complex quality of service requirements enabling the provider to provide to give a better quality of service and be able to have visibility into that quality of service for all customers. And then there are the operational challenges. As the network evolves, there are new skills that need to be learned by the operational staff. There is additional operational complexity based upon the evolving technologies. And then there are integration requirements as more services are added. And then, of course, the management of the technologies. We need to be able to have a consistent management methodology across the different technologies, both in the wireline as well as the wireless environments. Business process management is a concern and a major challenge as well as prioritization within the operations environment. So our customers now are faced with constant change. That means that they must be agile, have the ability to scale, as well as to be flexible in order to continue to be successful in the marketplace. Please turn to the next slide, slide 10. We'll discuss a bit about the converged services that are requiring the converged management capabilities that we're offering within the performance management tool set. We're seeing that our service provider customers are converging their networks. They're also converging services, so therefore they need to look at a converged management strategy. Many networks, legacy networks, typically had separate networks to support their services. We're seeing a convergence into shared networks as well as shared services across the service provider customers. New services are coming into play. Triple play, the combining of voice, video, and data. Converged services applications. Okay, and the requirements for revenue-based service management. So these integrated and component-based operations environments will help drive efficiencies and enable the management of the customer's experience. Please turn to slide 11, where we'll begin the discussion on the components. The first component we'd like to talk about is the wireless component. Please turn to slide 12. The Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager for Wireless delivers network quality management through the reporting of key performance indicators, as well as the scoring of market and regional success. Also delivering performance optimization by monitoring daily and hourly performance, the ability to isolate, analyze, and resolve service-affecting problems, and then finally, delivering trending and capacity planning by delivering plan infrastructure, by reporting on plan infrastructure expansion and the ability to forecast capacity exhaustion. So the Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager for Wireless provides critical metrics that help operators manage network infrastructure. Please turn to slide 13. The business benefits associated with the wireless performance management component lead to shorter time to market for new services by the ability to select the technology management solutions in the form of tech packs that are available from through IBM's library of pre-built commercial off-the-shelf solutions for all the leading vendors and technologies. Another benefit is the increased operations effectiveness. The ability to prioritize faults which are impacting network and service performance. IBM's NetCool Omnibus is integrated with performance management to provide a view of performance alarms in Omnibus from which engineers can drill down to context-sensitive KPI reports to aid issue diagnostics. Increased operations efficiency and lower cost of operation, another benefit. The ability to manage all your technologies in a single system. This reduces the number of systems to be administered and maintained. Out-of-the-box reports are included, as well as reporting templates, which can be customized by authorized individuals, which enable reporting process enhancements to be quickly implemented by the customer operators. And then finally, lower cost of ownership. Our customers can save on hardware costs by reducing the hardware footprint with systems consolidation, as well as free up personnel to focus on fixing customer-impacting issues instead of maintaining in-house tools which need to